babe. I'm back from the treatment center. Yeah, I know you were busy today, so you couldn't come with me this time. Honey, don't worry about it. You were there with me every time I went in for my treatment and my surgery. You know it's not the end of the world if you miss one checkup. Yeah, they just did some more blood work and some more tests, but so far, I'm still in remission. I mean, honestly, I am so used to getting poked and prodded and having blood taken that it really doesn't bother me anymore. But, hey, listen, I wanted to talk to you about something. Or, well, first, I wanted to thank you, actually. No, just hear me out, and babe, please don't give me that look. Hey, I promise you, it's nothing bad. It's nothing bad, really. I told you that I'm still in remission, and they didn't see any sign of it coming back, right? Okay, so just hear me out, babe. Because I've really been trying to work up the guts to tell you all this. So, I just wanted to start off by thanking you. I know how absolutely hectic things have been since I was diagnosed, and how hard it was to have things go from being so happy after just getting married to me almost dying from that thing. But just the fact that the whole time, you were always supportive of me. Listen, you were there every day I went in for treatment. And you were there when I had spent months in the hospital for being sick. And you were there for the surgery to have my breast removed. Honestly, if you hadn't been there for me to cry on pretty much every single day I was going through all this, there's no way I would have gotten through it at all. Look, this disease, it destroys lives. It destroys marriages. It just doesn't give a fuck about who it fucks over. But you didn't let it get between us. I know I lashed out at you tons of times through all of it, and that the doctors and that our families and everyone else trying to help us. When really I was angry. I was scared and I just didn't really know how else to cope with what was happening. I mean, I know I have apologized for it a dozen of times, but I'm honestly never going to stop. I'm going to apologize to you for the rest of my life about how I treated you when I was sick. So, I'm sorry, babe. I'm really, really am. That isn't the only thing I wanted to tell you, though. I know things have been rough, even with me in remission due to having my breasts removed. And I just wanted to both say thank you and apologize to you about that, too. I know how hard it is for you, that I've basically refused to let you see me without my shirt off since the surgery. And have only really been giving you blowjobs for the past half a year. All because I've just been so self-conscious and, in a way, defeated by the fact that I lost my breast. But the whole time, you've still been just nothing but supportive of me. Never pressuring me to show you or getting angry at me for taking too long. Honestly, I wouldn't blame you in the slightest if you did at this point. But you didn't. And I thank you for that. I really do. Thank you so, so much, babe. And for just putting up with so much of my shit. But I've been thinking about it for a while, and I think I'm just gonna do it. I'm just gonna take off my shirt and show you. The scars look so much better than they did after the surgery happened, but you can still see them pretty well, and of course there's the fact that No, I'm just gonna take off my shirt before I keep going on. Babe, please don't speak. Just watch and listen for now. And here I am. I obviously don't need a bra, so I never wear anything under my shirt anymore. You can kind of see where the scars are, though they don't show up as much as they used to, since the inflammation is all gone now. Still, I mean, I'm disgusted by it, to be honest. Even girls with really flat chests are beautiful. There's still nipples, there's still something there. But with me, there's nothing. Just a chest of flat skin and some scars. I mean, for a long time, I honestly considered never showing myself without a shirt around you ever again. Just because of how ashamed and disgusted I was with myself. I mean, what woman doesn't have breasts? I told you to. Did you say a survivor? That's what being a survivor means, losing a part of what makes you a woman. Honey, it's not even really about my breasts are gone. I'm not a woman anymore. It's about my breasts being gone and me not feeling like a woman to you anymore. Now, back before I got diagnosed, I loved the way you would play with my tits. I mean, I absolutely, oh, I lived for it. And just every part of me, right? But I knew my tits were your favorite, and I really did love them too. So, when I lost them, as far as I was concerned, I was barely a woman to you anymore. I didn't want to show myself to you without a shirt on or have sex with you, or because really I was afraid that if you saw me with no breasts or grabbed my chest just only to find nothing there, you'd just be done with me. And I mean, how can I blame you, baby? How can I blame you? The me I am today, after surviving cancer, isn't the same woman I was before I got diagnosed. My breasts, they're not the only ones that are gone. I feel like I lost a piece of myself after going through all that. It's changed the way I act, the way I think. I'm not the same. I'm really not the same woman you married. You don't care. You love me just as much, anyways. Well, when I decided I was going to take my shirt off in front of you today, I was just totally prepared for you to look at me in disgust, tell me that you wanted a divorce. I mean, anything that could have just made things go south. I mean, I figured with the way I've just been so distant from you lately, that me showing you this, all of this, would be the last straw for you. And now here you are telling me how telling me you love me anyways, and I don't I wait, babe, what are you doing? What are you doing? I was just gonna show you. I didn't I oh, no, please don't let go of me. I mean, no, please let go. Just don't hug me. I mean, I worked myself up to hear you to hear you to tell me that you don't like me anymore, or that you want that you just want to leave me, and you just tell me you love me and put your arms around me like this is I'm not doesn't it gross you out? I mean, having my bare chest pressed against you and just having nothing there, no nipples, no nothing. I did not say, I did not say you could put your. How can you just run your hands up and over my chest like this? I mean, filling me up with your hands, and just like you did back when I still had them. And look at me with that same hungry face of yours that you did back when when I was still oh fuck oh fuck this feels so good oh god the way you're grabbing at me even though there's nothing to grab really oh you still grab at me just like you used to. You still look at me with that same hungry look that just makes me. This just makes me want to fucking melt. Oh God, come here, baby, please. You really don't care, do you? I've shown you how I'm not the same woman you married, but you still don't care? I don't know what to say. Except that I'm sorry. I'm sorry for doubting you. I'm sorry for doubting myself, and I'm sorry for doubting us. I thought I beat cancer, but even after it was gone, I was still letting it fuck me over. Honey, honey, look at me. Look at me. I love you. I love you so, so much. I wanna do it. I want you to fuck me. Right on top of the counter. Oh God. Let's get our pants off quick. Oh fuck, I'm so wet. Oh God, I don't think I've ever been the sweat in my fucking laugh. Let me get your shirt off really quick. I just want to feel your hands on my bare skin too. Oh fuck, your cock is already so hard. God, but I want to suck on it just for a second, okay? Okay, baby. Come here. Let me just get down here. Come on. Okay. Oh God, your cock is so I just want to kiss it all over. Oh God. Oh God. Okay, now lift me up to the counter and you get on too. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Like that. Oh God. Fuck me. Fuck me, honey. Don't be gentle with me. I made you wait for half over a year. Oh, just fuck me like you know you've been waiting for half a year. Come on. Come on. Come on, my legs are open for you. Please. 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 Oh. 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 Fuck. Yes. Oh, yes, like that. Oh. Oh, wrap my legs around you so you can get in deeper. Oh, fuck, this feels so good. Oh, God, I feel so fucking stupid for doubting you and doubting our love, so just fuck me for it. Oh, just punish me for it. Fuck, you're going in so deep. Oh, yes, just grab my chest like that. There's nothing to grab it. This the way you still dig your fingers into my skin anyway just makes me so. Just fuck! Oh God. Get in. Get in. Come on. Come on. Get in and kiss me. I love you. I love you so much, honey. Oh, God, yes. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Fuck, that's so good, biting my lips. Oh, God, your hands are gripping me so fucking hard that I just know they're gonna leave bruises. Oh, that just makes it so much fucking harder. Do it. Do it. Bruise me. Mark me. Remind me that I'm fucking yours and no one else's. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Can you lick my chest? Just like you used to. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Tongue feels so good. Oh, God. I can't stop arching my back with your tongue like an alright. Just feels so fucking good. Fuck. 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 Oh, your cock feels so good all the way deep in me and just hit the back. Fucking my cervix. It feels so amazing. You're already happy. Hurry, I'm about to come, and I'm so close to coming. Please, please, are you close to? Do it, do it. Ram that fucking cock all the way to the back of my fucking cum. Cream my pussy and fuck me, mark me with your cum. Fuck, I'm about to come. I'm about to come. I'm gonna come so hard. I'm gonna come. You, but that was honestly the best fuck we've ever had. Mm. I can already tell my chest is gonna have bruises. Oh, those aching spots left behind by your fingers just feel like they did back when I had tits. Oh God, you fucking failed me. Oh, you shove your cock right up against my cervix. As you were pumping that comb out, I could feel you just pulsing inside me. Oh, and now that you've slid out, it just coming out of me. Oh, oh, honey, that was amazing. I don't even have words. I mean, not that you were bad at fucking me before, but the way you were just fucking me this time, it was just something else. It just made me forget about everything I'd gone through, what I thought about myself. I mean, the way you were fucking me, that just made me feel like the hottest, horniest girl on the planet. All I ever cared about was getting licked, fucked, and marked by you. And you did. And you really did. I want us to fuck like that every day from now on. I've never felt more alive in my life than I do now. Just laying here with you on the counter. I'm glad you enjoy it too, honey. And, I'm glad you really don't feel any different about me. When you ran your hands up my chest and looked in my eyes like that, I just melted. I don't even have words for it. I just felt like me again for the first time in so long. Just a beautiful me. Just like I did when I still had my tits and everything. What? You want me to repeat something? Okay, what? No. I like it. I think I'll actually say that to myself every morning in the mirror from now on. All right. All right. Here it goes. Boobs or no boobs? I'm beautiful. Oh, you want me? Okay, big boobs or no boobs? Okay. Big boobs or no boobs? I'm beautiful. Big boobs or no boobs? I'm beautiful. Big boobs or no boobs? I am beautiful. Oh God, that actually felt really, really good to say. I really am beautiful, even if I don't have boobs anymore. And it took you, my fucking amazing badass husband, to make me realize that. And I really do thank you for that. God, thank you. Thank you so much. I'll never forget today or everything you've done for me since we've been together. And I'm gonna tell you thank you and how much I love you every single day. So you better get used to it. All right. Let's go take a shower. And just spend the rest of the day naked in the house together. How would you like that?